be loving you for them. Fala fala, I be moving to your salsa. Para para, now your body make me calm down. I better please comply. I want to ease your mind, love. Yeah, yeah. No more loco in my bala. I go make you single, sana. Give you attention like a soldier, man. Talking about Olivia, it's deeper than Mariana. Sweeter than my flowers, we cruising to Ottawa. I'm just a lovely mister. You're complete me, I'm after. Don't love fire anybody. We won't put us under. I said, I'm lucky for your man. I'll be longing for your day. I can give you information. I'll be loving you for days. If I buy you a party, would you help me as I say?
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Governance and human rights activist says President Hichilema has no moral right to claim ECL remains.
Chief Mukwilile of the Bemba people pledges support to supplement government's efforts in regulating illegal gold mining.
New negotiations between DR Congo and M23 rebels to take place in Qatar in international news.
In sports news, winless Chipolopolo crashed out of the Chan tournament.
In sports news, winless Chipolopolo crashed out of the Chan tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
I'm Shekana Sakala.
Governance and human rights activist Brebna Changala says President Hakainde Hichilema and the United Party for National Development, UPND, has no moral right to claim the remains of the 60th Republican President, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, alleging that they never recognized the deceased former head of state when he was alive. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Changala alleges that President Hichilema abused his predecessor, wondering how he ridiculed former head of state could receive a befitting burial by those who did not respect him. He added that the demise of President Lungu is a revelation of many things.
This is a collection of individuals that includes the president that didn't recognize this man when he was president. The record is there. These are people who used to walk out of parliament whenever Lungu went there because they didn't recognize him as the head of state. When he lost power, they have abused him from day one. And the ringleader in this abuse has been the president himself, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. 3 weeks before ECL died, he was in Southern Province. He made a mess out of ECL. Alebwe Lapo and other things. He's a killer, he's a murderer, all sorts of manner. Now, one wonders how such a ridiculed man will be honored by the people who would have preferred him dead and now that he's dead. This funeral of ECL is a revelation of menace. They have no legitimacy in terms of moral. These are people who didn't want this guy anywhere on earth.
The recent National Development Coordinating Committee, NDCC, meeting for the second quarter of 2025 has revealed that Zambia's economic and social transformation agenda is firmly on track with tangible progress across all pillars of the 8th National Development Plan. And according to government, they highlighted the progress made under the 8th National Development Plan, the National Blueprint for Inclusive Growth, Economic Transformation, Human Development, Good Governance and Regional Integration. During the NDCC meeting, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mosokotwane stated that the available data shows a resilient economy, expanding opportunities for the youth and women, and progress towards laying a strong foundation for private sector-led growth and sustained investor interest. Dr. Mosokotwane said reforms are working and that Zambia is on a clear recovery path, hence reiterating government's commitment to sustaining the momentum of youth and women empowerment, strengthening private sector growth, and working hand in hand with the development partners and investors. The minister emphasized that progress achieved so far demonstrates national resilience. He said the government is confident of success through the bold strides taken in transforming the economy and creating jobs through the implementation of the 8 NDP, under which the second quarter of 2025 was marked by big wins in agriculture, mining, tourism, energy and enterprise development, laying a firm foundation for inclusive growth.
Chief Mukwikile of the Bemba people of the Mukumbi chiefdom in Shiwanganu district of Muchinga province has taken a firm stance against illegal mining in his chiefdom and pledged support to supplement government's effort in regulating the vice. Chief Mukwikile is concerned about the growing harm illegal mining activities are causing to the environment and local communities. The traditional leader to the Mukwikile chiefdom trust has condemned the illegal mining operations, stating that they are polluting rivers, destroying forests, and damaging the natural ecosystems. Chief Mukwikile said the development is negatively affecting the livelihood of the local people, whom he said entirely depend on the destroyed ecosystem for their daily survival. In the meantime, the traditional leader has expressed gratitude to the government, particularly the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, for responding quickly to the situation.
Government is currently processing a Zano license, Zano and small scale license. Issuance of these licenses will lead to formalized mining that will ensure stricter adherence to mining, safety and environmental regulation. The current scenario where people are conducting mining activities without licenses has led to pollution of our main rivers, namely Lukalashi, Mansha and the Chambeshi. As you know, Lukalashi flows in Mansha and Mansha flows in Chambeshi. This will go downstream all the way to where the rivers flow. So this is the situation that is obtaining on the ground here in Kwikile chiefdom. We thought we should be.
Within a separate development, physiology and cardiovascular health expert Professor Foster Ngoma has disclosed that care for children with severe non-communicable diseases, NDCs, such as sickle cell, epilepsy and type 1 diabetes in the country has notably improved. Professor Goma, who is the principal investigator of the PEN Plus project at CIDES, a local partner working with NCDI Poverty Network to implement PEN Plus, says the project is improving, or rather is proving effective, in rural and other low-income communities. According to PEN Plus statistics, more than 1,200 people with severe NDCs were actively receiving care at PEN Plus clinics as of March 2025 in various districts of Zambia. Speaking within an interview, Professor Goma said through the PEN Plus centers, district health centers are now stocked with necessary essential medicines and medical supplies, key to sickle cell, type 1 diabetes and epilepsy, among other NDCs.
Yeah, for people with severe non-communicable diseases has greatly improved in the districts where the PEN Plus clinics have been started. At least, you know, for sickle cell disease, we have the provision of hydroxyurea, which is a key drug for sickle cell disease. Now that drug is now available at the district hospital. It wasn't available before. And then for type 1 diabetes, we have made sure that, you know, insulin is available for the children to use, especially. And here we are talking of, you know, the different insulin, because we don't want the mixed one for the type 1 diabetes children. So that again has made the clinic start ordering specific drugs. And then we also have good supplies now of drugs for children with epilepsy. And we also have improved supplies for drugs for asthma.
A
A Qatari official said on Sunday that a draft agreement to end fighting between the Democratic Republic of Congo and the M23 has been shared with the government and the rebels. The news comes ahead of an 18th August deadline agreed on.